call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. Automatically deleted again, as has happened now for a long time. I do remain very concerned what's happened to you, to East System South, to our family. But obviously, that coldness remains. Clearly, there's been no acknowledgement to the things that were sent. So, plan is to go the next step next week. Things change next week. But anyway, one of the things that I continue to think about, because, you know, it's that guy that walked into a parking lot to avoid me. Because I was wearing a mask and he wasn't. I said that backwards. He was wearing a mask and I wasn't. No, I've never worn a mask. Went way out of his way and then came back to the sidewalk. So, I mean, it was clear because I turned around and looked. It was clear. And that's happened more than once. It's reminiscent of that young lady we saw going up to Frozen Head. We had gone to the top. We spent our time up there on the way down. And there was one woman, young woman, probably in her early 20s. She's wearing a mask. And just the look of fear in her face as she walked off the road into the woods in order to avoid us. It just amazes me. You got decades worth, I mean, literally, decades worth of controlled randomized studies that show universally masks do not prevent the spread of viruses, period. They simply don't. And again, for those that check, they cause harm to the wearer, especially the cloth masks. But in obedience to the state, people are doing self-harm. It's interesting in a discussion I listened to today. The statements made about what is the primary things that cause an amplification or an increase in the death rate. Apparently, it's been studied for ages. And universally, stress and isolation. And what are people living under? Stress and isolation. I've pointed out that last year, the total overall all-cause death count domestically, no increase. So there is literally no pandemic. But the stress is so high that that'll probably change this year. And I'm concerned about my family. It's great to hear somebody else say it, but the way this gentleman termed it was, the professional classes are completely bought out, which is basically what I've said. It's the idea that you get a credential, go through an educational system, you get a credential and so forth, and then you are part of a collective, and the collective has to work together in order to maintain their position. Anyone who points out any issues has to be silenced or removed, which obviously has happened to me many times. The difference is now I can articulate why it happens. There's this thing, got to be quiet about it because we don't want to tell anybody. Obedience to Christ demands something else. And, the place that where the professional classes are completely bought out is also includes institutional church. Because when you become a position member of the institutional church, if somebody challenges you from Scripture, and that challenge will rock your position, you can't, you have to silence them. So, as you know, I'm not silent, but I'm also concerned. You know, I'm not silent. Why am I not silent? Why do I rock the boat? Revelation 21:8, where those people who are toast are mentioned. You know, murderers, adulterers, liars, homosexuals, or sexually immoral, I believe it's there, and you know, various other things. But the liars, or excuse me, the cowards and the faithless is the beginning of that list. So, if you're a coward, you better hope Revelation 21:8 doesn't apply to you. Do I see cowardness in my family? My lady, the person that loves you is not your dad, it's me. I'm here. I haven't turned from you. I won't turn from you. Unlike others, I'm setting the example that I'm not going to turn from you. I'm here. And I love you.